Sinai, and the more badly it's said as a that should have maybe make that comparison, and then in the Shalmi it's the other way around, that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi went to the bathhouse in Mikveh Erev Shabbos, and he hadn't heard the Parsha Shavua from his grandson, and rushed out, and everybody asked him that question, why he did. So I'm going to move on now. We also mentioned about Echov Mishishim, that to be Boker in the Vakeh Cholim, which is important, and it comes from the Gemara and the Dorim, Lamed Tes, that anybody who is Mavakeh Cholim, it takes away Echov Mishishim. That's the Gemara, and then the Groh on the basis of the Gematria of Hine is 60 and Hamitor is 59, that takes away 1/60. Let's move on now, as time moving on, to what I wanted to say, the fascinating brocha of Hamalach HaGoel. Hamalach HaGoel was set to music and was set as a lovely song. Who was it set by? A.B. Rottenberg.
You could sing it.
No, I'm not going to sing it. It's a happy occasion for everybody this morning. But nonetheless, everybody knows Hamalach HaGoel Yossi Mikoro. And this is a brocha that Yaakov gives to the lads. Who are the lads? The Rashi says it refers to Yosef's lads, not just the lads. It refers to Yosef, Ephraim and Asher. They were actually born and brought up outside of Eretz Yisrael in Golas, and therefore wanted them to be the archetype of what would be in years to come in Golas regarding having them. Now the question is, I'm going to ask what I thought was a very interesting question when it says Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikoro. The question is, who does this refer to when he says to Hamalach? Because it says Vayigdu Lorov. Yigdu is a very unusual word. It's the only time it appears in the Torah, and it says that they should proliferate like fish. Other words could be Vayifrasu, Vayurabu, but no, it's here, and it's, why is that? And we're going to come to...
Yigdu comes from doggy.
But it's the only place in the Torah where we find it, rather than use other words which you would otherwise normally find. So there's three different explanations for what Hamalach refers to, and this was put by the Shmuel David Luzzatto, known as the Shadal, as the acrostic of his name. So he put up three different suggestions. Hamalach would be strange. Why would Yaakov Avinu daven to a malach? We don't have an intermediary. We have a direct connection. And that was the first question. Why we had an intermediary? Then the second, if that was a shliach, then the second one could be Hamalach. It could be the same angel, the same malach that Yaakov Avinu wrestled with in a previous sedra. And the third one, which we're going to come to and discuss, hopefully tomorrow, is that in fact it doesn't refer to a malach. It doesn't say that there was an actual malach. It doesn't say there was an actual angel at all, but it refers to the one receiving the blessing, not giving it. So therefore Yaakov was naming Yosef Hamalach HaGoel Osi Mikoro, that he was, Yaakov was saying, Hamalach HaGoel, that he was giving the brocha, Hamalach HaGoel, to Yosef, that he should give that brocha over to his grandchildren, to Ephraim Menashe, to be continued tomorrow regarding Hamalach HaGoel, and on other very special occasion when we might actually sing it.
Start your day the Torah way, Wednesday, 31st of December, of Chaim Hoch, Kibbutz Ve'eim. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Yossi Levy of BSD Design and Build, L'chuvah the Bar Mitzvah of Elliot Levy, Yerutzen, She Yisku Hoyra was Caleb Lerov Nachas, Nemenu Miyotze Chalutzov, Le'ili Nishmas, our founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben Shimon Michal Tzvi.
Good morning, everyone. If it's okay, I'll have my sources over here on my computer. Thank you for having me. And I was here once before. I think it's been about, must have been 6 years or something like that, 7 years. So anyway, I guess I did such a good job, they want me back. Anyway, so today's topic is Kibud Avaim. Now, Kibud Avaim is a very broad topic, and in halacha, and there are many different angles and elements to Kibud Avaim. And in addition to that, so first of all, we're only going to just focus on one very specific element. So for example, we're not going to talk about Moira today, right? There's a mitzvah of Moira in addition to a mitzvah of Kibud, right? Moira is like reverence, right? Awe. Kibud is honoring. Okay, so we're only going to talk about specifically kibud. Also, today is I'm not a rav, I'm not a poisik, so we're not talking about any psak halach over here today. Really, the idea is to whet all of our appetites for the topic, for the sugya, and then maybe everyone will go home, rush home, and start looking up more sources and dig into the sugya. That would be a success. So so that's what we'll try to do today. L'chaim. the Torah, as we all know, tells us about the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim as part of the Aseres Hadibrais, and it comes twice. We have it in Parshas Yisroi, and we have it again in Parshas Vaschanon. It says the wording is slightly different. I'm just going to read the psukim for you. In Parshas Yisroi, it says, Kabed es avicha vesimecha. You should honor your father and your mother. L'man yarichun yamecha. In order that your days shall be lengthened, al ha'adama, on the land, asher Hashem elekech ha'noisin lach, that Hashem, your God, gives you. And then, that is in Parshas Yisrael, and then in Parshas Vaschanon, slightly different, same concept, it says, kabed es avicha vesimecha, to honor your mother and your father and your mother, kasher tzivcha Hashem elekech, like Hashem already commanded you, leman yarichun yamecha, so that your days should be lengthened, leman yitzav lach, al hadam, so that it should be good for you on the land that Hashem your God gives you. So so this is the mitzvah, the kabbidus avicha simacha. Now the question is, today, these days, I feel that the mitzvah of kibud avaim has become very complex. It probably used to be a lot more simple, but today, with all the trauma that everyone experiences growing up, either it was their father, or their mother, or this or that, there's a lot of trauma growing up, in some cases imagined, but in some cases very real trauma, in many cases. People grow up with trauma, and the question is, how does a person who feels negatively towards their parent, their mother, or their father, or both, how do they fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, and does their feeling towards their parents or parent impede their fulfillment of that mitzvah? And so this is the question that I want to deal with today. So we'll begin with there are many sources, and as I said, it's a very broad sugya, but we'll begin with the Talmud Bavli in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph, and the Gemara over there says, Bo Mine Mirav Ula. Is it okay if I read out some short sources? Yeah?
You're fine.
Bo Mine Mirav Ula. They asked Rav Ula the question, Ad Heichon Kibud Avaim, to what extent do we need to go to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim? So Omar Lahem, what did he say? He answered them, Tzu'u ure'u ma asa nachri echad ba'ashkelon. Go and look at the behavior of one particular non-Jewish man in the city of Ashkelon. V'dama ben Nesina Shemoya, and his name is Dama ben Nesina. It's a very famous Gemara. Pamachas bikshu chachamim pragmatio b'shishim riboy schar. One time the chachamim came and they wanted to do dealings with him. Another lashon in the Gemara is that they wanted to buy stones for the ephod, and for the choshen, and they wanted to pay him a lot of money, 600,000 dinar. V'hoyo mafteach munach tachas mirashoysav shal aviv. The problem was that the key for the safe was under his father's pillow, and his father's head was on the pillow, and he was sleeping, and therefore Dama ben Nesina said, "Loit tziara," and he did not awaken him. He did not wake him up, and he said, "I'm sorry." He turned them away. So we find over here, this is quite a high level of kibud avaim. To be able to turn away the business deal of a lifetime. I don't know, 600,000 dinar, maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what it is today. I would guess it's many, many millions of pounds, right? Yeah? And it's a massive business deal. And he says, "I'm sorry, my father's sleeping," and therefore it's not like come back later. It was, they needed it right then, and the deal was over, and he lost out on the deal. And therefore we see the Gemara tells us that he was rewarded with a paraduma, and they came and they paid him. Anyway, that's the rest of the Gemara. So that we see from this Gemara that there is a very high bar for kibud avaim. However, this Gemara is an agadata Gemara, and as we know, you can't go into an agadata Gemara and just pask an halacha and say, "Oh, this is the halacha, this is exactly how it is." We need to look more deeply into this and understand what the actual halacha over here is. And so, even though that's a nice piece of agadata, and it's a fascinating Gemara, but we want to understand, from a halachic practical perspective, what do I need to do? How do I fulfill the mitzvah of kibud avaim? And so, we'll look at over here, again, there are many different sources, but we'll look at the Mechilta d'Rabbi Shmuel, which says it very clearly on the Pasuk in Shemois, in Parshas Yisroi. And over there, what he says is, Shemeani b'dvarim. I understand if you read the Pasuk, Kabed es avicha v'esimecha, to me it makes sense that you respect your parents with words. You have to speak respectfully to them. That makes sense. I can understand that from the pasuk. Tam loy mar kabed es Hashem behoincho mireishes kol tvosecha. So he brings gzeira shava from kavod, from kibud of kavod Hashem, of the mitzvah of honoring Hashem, and over there it talks about how honoring Hashem from your grains and from your food. And so what he says is, "B'machol mishta v'ksus nikia." So what is with the mitzvah of kibud avaim? We learn from Kvod Hashem that the mitzvah of kibud avaim as well is a mitzvah of practical application, action of doing. And he says specifically, food and drink. You have to feed your father and mother and give them to drink. V'ksus nikia, and with clean clothing, give them clean clothing. Yeah. And by the way, there's a whole other part of the sugya of kibud avaim of Michel Av or Michel Ben. Who is responsible to pay for all this food and clothing? And that's a whole other sugya, which hopefully everyone will go home and look into on their own time. Now, so this is what the Mechilta d'Rabbi Shmuel tells us. We'll look at another source. The Talmud Yerushalmi says it maybe even slightly more clearly, that it asks the question in Kiddushin, the Talmud Yerushalmi. He says, "Ezehu kibud?" What is kibud? The mitzvah is kibud of avaim. What is kibud? What is honoring? He says, "Machil," food, to feed, "umashka," and to give to drink, "malbish," to dress, "umechasa," "umanil," "machnis," "umoitzi," and to cover them up and to give them shoes and to bring them in, to escort them in and out. Wherever they're going. Okay? So that is, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us again very clearly, this is what it means to honor your mother and father. Now, we'll go into the Rishonim now. We have the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Gimel says as follows. He says, again, Ezehu Kovoid. What is Kovoid? He's talking about Moira and Kovoid. The Rishonim talk about both mitzvahs, so they define which is which. Moira, by the way, for example, is like when we say you don't sit in your father's chair. That's Moira. Yeah, it's awe. It's reverence. What is, so the Rambam says, Ezu, and the Rambam brings that example. Then the Rambam says, Ezu, kovod, what is honor? What is the mitzvah of kovod? Machil, umashke, malbish, umechase. Same thing as we have in the Yerushalmi. All of these practical things. Now, so up until now, we understand, basically, that the mitzvah of kibud avaim is not just in words, but the mitzvah is to do things for service, provide services for your parents, such as food and drink and clothing and shoes and escorting them and all of these things. These are the mitzvah of Kibud Av Vaim. Now, the question we have is back to our original question. So I understand now what the basic mitzvah of Kibud Av Vaim is, but what about a person who is not able to honor their parents with a smile? They hold negative feelings because of whatever happened in their life and in their upbringing. But they want to do the mitzvah. They want to be a frum yid and they want to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. So I know people who who have said to me that because of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'im, they do X, Y, Z, they do this, that, and the other for their parents. But, for example, they might, if their parent is unwell and needs some help or whatever, they might drop off some groceries at the door and then leave. They can't bear to be in the same room as their parent, but and it's painful and all the trauma, but they still want to fulfill the mitzvah, and that's how they do it. So is this actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'im? You're feeding them, machal mishteh, right? You're giving them food and giving them drink. You're taking, that is the mitzvah so far from what we've seen. So it would appear that they are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'im up until this point. Now, I want to go back into our Gemara in Kiddushin. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. You know, when I was probably in fourth grade or something like that. I always remembered there are a few things. You know, I wasn't the greatest student. But there were a few things that just always stuck in my head. I remember till this day clearly as if my teacher was telling it to me, said it to me yesterday. And I remember for years and years and years, before I came onto the sugya, I always remember the story that my teacher told me about honoring one's father and mother. And our teacher told us that there was a story of a person who gave his father everything he could possibly imagine, anything he wanted, and that person went to hell. And there was another person, because of his treatment of his father, there was another person who made his father work back-breaking labor, and that person went to Gan Eden, straight to Gan Eden, because of his treatment of his father. And I remember our teacher smiling at us, and can you guess what happened? Why? Whatever. So he explained to us. Our teacher explained that the person who gave his father whatever he wanted, he treated him very, very disrespectfully. He said, "Here, take it, old man. Oh, just grab here. Take what you want and leave me alone." The guy who gave his father a job, made him work backbreaking labor, the king was recruiting for his army, and he needed to, and the father was going to be recruited, and the son recognized that it was very, very dangerous. People who had jobs were able to stay in their jobs and their positions, and so he took his own job, he gave it to his father, and the son went and served in the dangerous army of the king. I always remember that story. And so when I came to this sugya, and I open up the Gemara in Kiddushin, and I look at the Tosfos over there, which quotes the Yerushalmi, which I'm going to bring to you in a minute, I was blown away. I was like, what? It's a Gemara? It was an inspirational moment for me. It just clicked all of a sudden. But this is the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara further down, in Daf Lamed Aleph. So he says, the Gemara says, Tana Avimi Brei Drabi Avo, Avimi taught, Yesh Machil Avi Pisyoini, Vitardoi Min Ha'olam. There is such a person who feeds his father Pisyoini, like fat birds, pheasants, or whatever it is, Vitardoi Min Ha'olam, and it causes him to be taken out of the world, Yesh Matchine Berechayim, Umevia Ilchayolam Haba. And there is another person who forces his father to grind by the millstones, and that brings him to Olam Haba. This is the Gemara, right? At the end of that Gemara, the whole discussion of Dhamma ben Nisina. Now, I also just want to add here, I didn't bring the source over here, but this is also just a little bit earlier on in the Gemara. The Gemara also tells us that so Dhamma ben Nisina was rewarded because of what he did. He was rewarded. Avishur gave him a Parah Aduma, as I mentioned earlier, and that he ended up selling whoever came to him to buy the Parah Aduma was willing to give him a fortune. He said, no, just give me the amount that I lost out from not selling my stones, and that's what they did, and he became like a very wealthy man. And then the Gemara tells us that he was standing next to the senators of Rome or whatever it was, and he was wearing a very expensive garment, and his mother came over to him and she slapped him in the face and tore off his garment and yelled at him, and Mamish really embarrassed him in front of his upper crust friends, and it was very, very embarrassing, and the Gemara says that he didn't say anything. Dhamma ben Nisina remained quiet. So that is the piece of the Gemara that comes right before what we're reading now. So I also just want to bring for you Tosfos. There's the Rashi, which is short. There's also the Tosfos over here on this piece. And the Tosfos says, Dibra Maskel Tardim in Olam, the Tosfos says, Pirushin Nenash Olav Shemara Loi Tzor Ayin Al Su'udosai. Meaning, what does it mean that this guy was machil avid pisyoni? He gave his father fat birds to eat, luxurious meals. And what does it mean that he was tardim in olam? He was taken out of the world. He was punished. Tosfos says he was punished for this shemara loy tzar ayin. He showed his father a stinginess. Yeah. He showed his father that he was not enjoying helping him out. He was not enjoying fulfilling this mitzvah of kibud avayim. He was not interested. He was doing it out of rote or necessity or whatever it was, not because his heart was in it. His heart wasn't there. And we see from this Gemara that he was punished for that. V'yesh matchinei berechayim. So then the Tosfos continues with the story of the other guy who made his father grind the millstones, and he says, that son went to Olam Haba for this, because of this treatment of his father, because he gave it over to him in a pleasant manner, and he explained to him, and then the Gemara Yerushalmi Garcina Ma'aseh B'Shneihem, and the Gemara Yerushalmi in Peah gives us the exact story of both of these people. But the second man received Olam Haba because he spoke to his father in a pleasant way, and he explained to him that the king wants to take you, and in order to protect you and enable you to stay safe as safe as possible, I'm giving you this job, which is yes difficult, but you're going to live. You're going to be safe. I'm going to go to war, basically. So that is the thing. Now, once again over here, this Gemara is a This is another, it is an Agadata. The whole Gemara is an Agadata Gemara. So, can we look at this and can we paskin halacha from this? And of course, the answer is I cannot, most of us cannot look at this and paskin. So we're going to look at a couple of sources of the Rishonim who perhaps have their sources in this Gemara when they paskin the halacha with regard to Kibud Avaim. And we're going to look at the
the question is if you can leave food outside and be yotzer.
The question is if you can leave food outside and be yotzer. Yeah, well, that was an example I was giving. I'm saying my question is if a person who has negative feelings towards their parents, can they fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av va'em? Yeah, by just doing the actions, but their heart is not in it. They're doing the feeding and doing the drinking and doing all the different things. But, and giving them what they need. But, their heart is not there. That is the question. So if you look at this Agadata Gemara, it would appear not. That is not sufficient. It's quite insufficient. It's quite bad to be doing that. To be fulfilling Kibud Av Va'em in that way. Maybe you could look at that Gemara and maybe even say that it's better not to do anything. You could argue, okay? So we're going to look right now at the Me'iri. Okay, we have a Me'iri on Kiddushin, on this Gemara, and the Me'iri says as follows. Okay, he's talking about, again, Moira and Kibudov, and he says, V'chein chayev l'chabdom harbe bidvarim. So the mitzvah of honoring your parents, Kibud Av Va'em, he says a person has a chiyuv to honor them a lot, with words, veloyoid, and not only that, ela she'im asalahem kol minei kibud sheba'olam. If a person performed all different forms of honoring their parents that you could find in the world, they do everything under the sun in honoring their parents, v'haya mekala oisam bedvarim. But at the same time, you're denigrating them with the words that are coming out of your mouth. In other words, you're giving them what they need, but you're like, okay, take it, Dad, take it, Mom. Just don't talk to me. Don't look at me or whatever it is. I can't deal with you. Leave it at the front step, at the front doorstep, but not go inside to see that. All of these behaviors. This is what he says. The Me'iri says. The benefit of doing performing that honor, those forms of honor of your parents, is outweighed by the loss of how you did it, of your behavior toward your parents, of your attitude in how you performed the mitzvah. That's the Me'iri. And we'll bring it down. So, what does this tell us? This tells us that, in fact, that Gemara at the end of Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph is not. And at the top of Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, is not only an Agadata Gemara, random Agadata Gemara, but actually we see that the Me'iri brings this halacha. And then we'll look at the tour. We're going to look at the tour in Yerdeya, Simen Reish Mem. And the Torah says, "Ezu kibud, what is honoring your parents? Machiloi umashkeyu v'yitznenu loy b'sever ponim yafois." He says, you have to feed them and drink them. And you have to do it with a smile on your face. The owl, and if, in case you're not clear, in case you're not sure about it, oh, they did this to me, they did that to me. He says, "Ve'al yira leponim zayafois." You do not show them a sad face. It's very clear. Shafil machilim b'chol yom petumois. Even if you feed your parents all day with the most luxurious delicacies, ve'hara leponim zayafois. But at the same time, you're showing them a frown. Says the tour, nanash olov. He will be punished for that. And that brings to a close the discussion for today. Of course, I'm not paskening. There are many other sources that one could bring, and I would just encourage everyone to look into the sugya for themselves, but it certainly hopefully it gives us some thoughts and some ideas about this mitzvah of the modern day mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. I do want to just point out one last thing, that when all of the Rishonim are speaking and the tour over here are speaking about this halacha of Al Yir Lekon Zofes, and even if it's you have to smile and you can't frown and all of these things, this is talking about a parent who's not a Rasha. Yeah, this is talking about a parent who you've fallen out with. You don't like the way they behave. They annoy you. They got on your nerves. Whatever. Yeah, a parent who's a Rasha is a completely different conversation. Aviv Rasha, a whole different sugya. I'm not saying that there's no mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em at all. That's a whole discussion. But it's certainly not what we're talking about over here. Thank you for having me. Should I open up to questions or just leave? Just leave. Okay, if anyone wants to ask me questions on the way out, you're welcome to. And wishing everyone a wonderful
day. Once before when I heard a shiur like this. On a previous occasion I heard a shiur this about Domer ben Messina, and somebody said, would the father actually be pleased that he hadn't woken him up and he's missed out on £1 million or something?
That is a great question. That is a great question. So the question that you asked is, would, in the case of Dhamma ben Asina, would his father actually have been pleased when he woke up and found out that they just missed out on this massive fortune business deal? And so that's a great question. That's, again, that is another whole element of the whole conversation of Kibud Av V'Em. What is it? It's all perspective, right? Is it Kibud the way I see Kibud, or does it have to be Kibud the way the father and the mother receive it? What is it? So that's a whole other conversation in the sugya. Thank you very much. Everyone.
You said about eating the food outside the door. Does the parent have to know that he brought the food?
So
would he then be yoitzo that if he phones up and says, I left food out? If he phones up and or sends a text, whatever, email, I've left food outside the door. With a happy face.
Well, I think it's not about keeping the food outside the door, right? If you keep the food outside the door and you love your parents and you have a great relationship and you have to rush off an appointment with one of the kids,
that's all right.
And you tell them, that's not the problem.
If you left them out there because you don't get older and don't really want to see them.
But on
the other hand, you tell him, I have given you the food.
So it would depend on what you're showing to your parents. Now, it could be, I think the question you're asking is a more practical question. Let's say this song wants to fulfill the mitzvah.